This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3647 for Tuesday, the 26th of July, 2022. Today's show is entitled Weekend Projects. It is hosted by Rosen and is about 17 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Rosen rambles about some weekend projects.
Hi, this is Rowan, and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today, I thought I'd just jot down some thoughts on some weekend projects I've had over, it started out as this weekend, but it'll end up spanning a couple years at this point, although they are all pretty much related. So, what kicked this off, we have outside patio furniture, and the table has the cutout so you can have a sun umbrella to give you, provide you some shade. And when we got this table and outside furniture set, actually in the right before the lockdown and the pandemic, I guess in 2019, and we had that first year, it came with an umbrella, but it was in really bad shape. So we purchased one, and we didn't, you know, spend a whole lot of money on it. It was a little over $100 US, and it was fine. It worked good until the pulley system basically broke on it. So you have, like, on these umbrellas, they have a crank that then tightens a cable or loosens a cable that then expands and contracts the umbrella. Well, I guess, you know, in the ever driving the cost down, they go to cheaper components. So the pulley is made out of, like, the actual pulley is made out of, like, plastic. Well, at some point, I guess the plastic on the side of the pulley that the channel that held the cable failed, and then the cable got pulled down beside the pulley, and so you really couldn't crank it up or down anymore. And I tried to, like, pop the cable back up onto the pulley, and I just couldn't do it. And it was like, I didn't see any way to take it apart without, like, destroying it to actually fix it and put in maybe more decent parts. So this year we bought a new umbrella, and I looked online, and I was like, well, let me pay for something a little more expensive. I mean, it was less than $200 US, so it wasn't a whole lot more expensive. And then I also went, instead of a sort of more traditional, I think it's octagonal or shape, I went with a rectangular shape with the thought that maybe that would provide better sun coverage because it would cover the whole table. But anyway, we'll get more on that later. So we got this. It was nice. It is nice. But I came home, I guess it's been a couple weeks at this point ago, and my girlfriend works from home, and so it had been a nice day, so she was out, and she had put the umbrella up. Well, I come home, and it's, like, bent across the table. I was like, well, what happened? And she's like, I was just sitting here, and a gust of wind came and caught it, and it pushed, you know, because it's coming up through the table, with the little circular, it, I guess, pressed it at the ankle, at the right angle, and it was strong enough. And it wasn't like it was, like, storm weather or anything. It was just a gust of wind. And it basically folded the pipe in half. And almost, it didn't cut, like, completely break it, but, I mean, it basically pinched together and split in places. So it was very frustrating. Of course, then I look at it, and of course, it's like maybe 16th inch, like, white metal tubing. So I guess at a certain level, I wasn't surprised, but I mean, come on, it's an umbrella. It's going to have to deal with a certain amount of wind. But anyway, to my point, I was very frustrated. I was like, I do not want to buy a new one. I probably should still go look to see if it's under warranty to get it replaced, but then I'm going to repair this feeling overwhelmed me. And so I took a couple weeks thinking about it and trying to find time on the weekend to get to it. And this weekend I got to it. So my solution initially was, I broke it in half, like at the joint, and started push the reform the crimps so that it was more or less circular again. And my idea was to find a solid dowel rod that was big enough to just sort of slide in there. And the tube at that point is about an inch and a half wide. Sorry to our non-imperial units users. I don't remember exactly how many millimeters that is. And I went to the various big box hardware stores around, and the widest I could find was an inch and a quarter, not an inch and a half. So I just broke down. I was like, okay, I can make this work. So I bought some brass wood screws to go into it, both the top and the bottom, figuring, well, maybe I can just like get this tight enough and it'll work. So I came home, and yesterday I was working on this, and it worked pretty good. I got it in there. It was still crimped at the top enough that it was a smooth, tight connection there, and then with the screws it seemed to have a pretty good stability. But once I put the this piece that I'm fixing basically is the bottom half of the umbrella, and it just locks in place. So it was like the extension tube, so that I guess they could ship it in two pieces, so it only had to be like 5 foot long instead of 10 foot long. So this part, it broke right at the top of that bottom extension, like maybe 5 inches below it. So there wasn't a lot of dowel rod up at the top part. And so when I put it back in with the umbrella, you know, all together, it would be fine, but I figured the first strong wind, I didn't know if it would break, but it would probably be, you know, end up at some weird canted angle, you know, with just not perfect. And it would just drive me nuts anyways looking at it. So I went back to a local hardware store that was just up the road, just a smaller sort of corner mom and pop shop, and just was talking to the guy, asking him like what he thought might work. And he ultimately showed me this, it's basically an epoxy bandage, and it was advertised for fixing an axe handle. So it's just like a wrap that's soaked in a, you know, epoxy with a resin in it. And so I came back home, and you just basically soak it for 5 or 10 seconds in water, and you wrap it tight about 2 inches above and below the brake, and then you try to make sure you wrap as many times as you can around the brake itself, and then it hardens in about 15 minutes, and it makes a very strong bond, and it works perfectly. And actually the color almost matches the color of the pole, so it's not even like it really stands out all that much. So I was very happy actually with that repair. So I think between having the dowel rod in it and then this extra strength and rigidity at the brake, the original brake, should, you know, let us keep using this for a while, until, you know, I break down. Next one I buy, if I buy one, is definitely going to be like a solid, I don't know if I'll go to a hardwood one. I mean, I'm probably going to pay more money than I really want to, but I'm not buying any more cheaper aluminum ones. I mean, it's too many, you know, crappy parts that you can't fix easily. So anyway, so that was the start of my weekend projects. For this weekend, this is June 26, 2022 right now. My other project, we have, our girls are into basketball, and we had purchased a basketball, like an outside basketball freestanding unit that actually has adjustable height. So you could change it from like, I think about 6 foot up to about 10 foot in height, for the basketball hoop. And we bought that, actually, we found it on eBay, or not eBay, but Craigslist. Somebody had this thing's like over 20 years old at this point. They had got it when their kids were little, and now they were off to university. And I guess he just didn't, you know, feel like he needed it in his driveway anymore. So we snagged that, which $20 is great. Although I thought when we got there, I took my tools and we just like take it apart and, you know, fit it in the back. We have like a little hatchback. Figured, it should break down because I'd seen boxes of new ones, you know, and it would fit. But we got there and the guy's like, you're probably going to want a bigger truck because this has been sitting outside for 20 years and I don't know if you're going to get it to part. And I looked and like all the screws are kind of, bolts are rusted. And I would have been, I probably there hours if I got it apart without like destroying things. So that turned into like a half a day adventure going and renting a 10-foot box truck and going back to his house. So probably overall it was $100 purchase, but I like the fact that it's, you know, recycled and now we get to use it. So we've got that set up sort of hanging over the edge of our backyard into the alleyway. And it's sort of turned into a neighborhood thing. Our neighbors have even younger kids. So, you know, we tell them that they can just come adjust the height whenever they want to and the kids can play. And so we'll come home and they'll be out there shooting basketballs and stuff. And then our girls will go and shoot. So it's all good. It's fun. So that was yet another weekend activity that was a couple months ago. But what brought the basketball on is they were playing basketball about a month ago, and we have a chain link fence. That's sort of the backboard. Well, it's not the backboard, but that's like what they're shooting, you know, towards. And apparently the ball actually landed right on one of the tops of the chain. I don't know if it's a pole. It hit something sharp enough to puncture the basketball. So I've been trying to fix the puncture, and I've tried super glue the first time. That was about, I don't know, a week or so ago, and that never really worked. And almost fixed it, but I kept getting air bubbles. So yesterday while I was at the hardware store, I picked up some rubber cement. And so I've been trying to do that, but I just don't know. I mean, we didn't pay a whole lot for these basketballs, and maybe $15 US, so I may just end up buying another one. Trying to avoid that, but so far, fixing a puncture without going over, like, you know, 50% of the cost to replace the ball is starting to get hard. The only other thing I've seen on YouTube, it's people finding, it's like, I don't know, it's not quite the same as the goop that you can buy to like inflate your car tires if you get a puncture, but something similar. I saw somebody do for like a soccer ball or something, and they would just put the stuff in it, roll it around, and then it basically gives a coating on the inside. That probably would work better, but I just haven't seen anything, like I said, that you can buy in a small enough, cheap enough quantity to, I mean, I guess this could happen again, but I don't know. So I'm going to mess with this. So this morning I tried again with the rubber cement. I think yesterday I was just too impatient, not giving it enough time before I put pressure on it. And so I went back this morning and just sort of put the glue on it, let it sort of get the rubber soft and kind of worked it back into it. And now I'm going to let that set up. And then the other thing I was trying yesterday is I have bike patches. So I cut down so they weren't quite so big, although that may have just been an issue. So I may try like gluing them back on just to give it a little extra support. We'll see. So that's project two, I guess. Two. The basketball and the umbrella were the big things yesterday. And actually getting this lawn furniture was a weekend labor of love on Valentine's Day weekend in 2019. As I said, that's when we got it. This was actually a free set. It's pretty nice lawn furniture. It's like, I don't know, a big table. I mean, you can get, it came with 6 chairs, so it's like a full dining room table size, and then it also came with a little side table and 2 stools. The only thing that we had to do was go get it, which, you know, we were happy to do. The problem was it was on the porch, the third floor porch of a townhome. And that particular February, we just had like a snow and ice storm. So there was about 3 inches of snow and ice covering the porch and the table. So we had to like go up there and clear that off. And then the house, the townhome, was an older one, probably built, I don't know, like 1800s. But basically what that means is it was not a very wide house to begin with. And the steps were new, but still like fairly steep. And they had put in floating steps, so which means they basically didn't have like backing, so you could see through them. So that was freaking my girlfriend out. So we worked well together. She cleaned off the table and would like stage things, but I trudged up and down 3 flights of steps, carrying all the various pieces of the furniture to the back carport where we could stage it to then put in our car. So that was a fun Valentine's Day, and it did get me out of having to think of what gift to get, but overall, so these all sort of tie together to a degree. That's kind of, those have been my weekend projects. Nothing too exciting, but it does drive me nuts, like the pole thing, and then I didn't want to throw yet another umbrella away because of, you know, cheap parts. It just felt wrong. So I'm glad that worked out. I would highly recommend, if you've got to like fix a broken tubing or an axe handle for whatever reason, that this wrap, I wish I don't have the packaging in front of me, I can't remember what it's called exactly, but I'm sure if you can find it at the hardware store, but it's just you dip it in the water, wrap it around, and it sets strong in 15 minutes, and then you're off whacking at things or blocking the sun or whatever you're trying to do with it. Anyway, that's enough of my rambling for now. Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, you can click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.